This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore. We're going to be talking now with Winthrop High School hockey coach Dale Dunbar. And there are two teams left in the tournament from the Northeastern Conference, which I want to start there, coach. It speaks very well of the competition this year. But first, congratulations on that big win last night.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a nice win. The kids played well. Live to fight another day. That's all it is.
Well, you've been through so many of it, and you make it seem a lot nonchalant, but I know the preparation, the anxiety the kids go through. I imagine the coaching staff does, the organizations of the bus trips, the practices, the meals. I mean, it all culminates, in a great experience for the kids. Let me ask you first, Dale, before we talk about the game, the tournament in terms of how well the Northeast Conference has done, because Masquinomet, although they were eliminated on Wednesday, have played very well. You got you guys up there. Gloucester gave it a go with Newburyport. And Marblehead, and I know you have a pretty close connection with a lot of the Marblehead kids over the years. Marblehead is doing great.
Yeah, you could see it. They beat us. We beat them, then they beat us. But you could just see a different team. Their goaltending, I thought, was very good, and their high end guys were playing well. So I'm not surprised. I even said if there was more time, I would have been a little nervous even about the conference. But they're a well balanced team, and they're getting hot. They're hot at the right time.
You cover probably, I think, three divisions in the Northeastern Conference, but the play among each of you guys together is very competitive. And how do you see that, Dale? Does it make any difference what division you're in terms of the league?
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, we used to be Division II. I mean, we only got dropped because of the size of our town and the size of our school. But no, we're all very competitive. Whether you're 2, 3, 4, it really doesn't matter. I think it's a great preparation for the playoffs to play in our league, and then all of our other games are Division 1, 2, and 3 as well. So it's certainly a great preparation for us as we start to play against bigger schools.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get to the game now against Ashland. They were a kind of a low seed, but they dominated over. Well, I don't know if they dominated, but they beat a number 8 seed in Martha's Vineyard after the Vineyard had dominated big time in the first game. And you always tell me that you tell the kids, you play everybody equally. You don't care about the seeding, about their record. You go out there and you play your game. And apparently, you guys matched up very well against Ashland. Tell me a little bit about the game?
Yeah, I mean, I tell the kids we don't play reputations, we don't play records, we don't play, I don't look at anything in the papers. We play the game, and as long as we're preparing, the way we need to prepare, we'll be fine. And we wanted a fast start last night. We wanted some physicality. And we wanted to play with a lot of pace, and I think we did that from the drop of the puck till the end of the game, because they really couldn't get anything going. They may have had 10 shots all night.
Wow. All right, so your stars up front, we know some of them, and I imagine you're going to mention them in a minute, but does that trickle down to the other lines and the guys who come off the bench as well? They see the tone that is set in terms of hustle, in terms of, as you say, being physical and doing what you're supposed to do, being where you're supposed to be. Do the kids play off each other like that? Does it sort of bounce off each other?
Well, I think, playoffs are already time. You need to know your role. I mean, obviously we need to let our first line just go. And, they account for almost 95% of our scoring, so they just have to go. And the secondary line, whether you're a checking line or you're neutralizing, our kids know we practice it every day.
Mm-hmm.
They did it to a T last night. They shut down. We just shut them right down. And obviously our first line, I think Pete had 3-3. Von Corey had 2-4.
Wow.
He had 2-1. So, that's what's expected of them, and we got exactly what we expected from the secondary lines as far as shutting down. If they can score, great, but they're looked upon more as you know, neutralizing, penalty killing, more of the defensive side of the game.
Sounds like a great combination. It's sort of like football with different units. You mentioned the other day about practice and getting some shots on your goalie. How did that work out? Was he tested at all last night?
Not really. Didn't get much. We tried to overload it today a little bit. You know, getting a lot of different looks, screens, tips, you know, wraparounds.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he's a great goalie, and you know, just going to make sure that he's just playing his game, being ready.
When you get a line like Petey's line now, and the kids have a lot of experience, both regular season and playoffs. You mentioned a couple years ago about your practices and how you do them, and how you encourage the kids to be creative. When kids have played together like that on the line with all this much experience, is that part of the deal? Can they be creative playing within your system?
Oh yeah, I mean definitely. I mean, you know, it depends on your personnel. I mean, Pete's line can. It's all about creativity and pace and just going. They play a majority of the game, the special units. So yeah, they have to be creative. And you know, other guys, they've developed a certain skill set over their careers. And you know, by the time they're getting that ice time to be able to warrant that, they're ready. So yeah, I mean, there's definitely we are a defensive team, but. You know, I think we forecheck a lot more now than we have in the past because of our skating ability.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Coach, the picture of you and your team on the ice after the game, Final Four banner hanging there. I got to tell you, Dale, you've been around for a while. You're the dean of the coaches in the area, and you look really happy last night.
Yeah, I was. I mean, you know, you're getting a step closer, you know, and listen, this team is the team that, you know, has an opportunity to be able to keep going. And that's all it is. It's an opportunity. And if we continue to, they're a very close-knit group, which I think is three-quarters of it. I mean, skill's one thing, but when you have chemistry, that's a whole different ball game. And they're all committed to each other. You know, they're all pulling for each other. So, you know, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. I was worried about last night's game. I mean, you got to, sort of a Cinderella story team going there. They beat a number, two seed and another high seed, and then they have nothing to lose. They're just coming out, you know, just trying to continue their season, where we were the number one seed in the state. And, you know, pressure's on us, and, you know, it was a real relief at the end there to be able to finish them off.
I just love the way that when you've been around a while, you can enjoy it, and the kids can enjoy it at least for a moment. What's the idea now on Friday practice before the game Saturday?
All tempo, all high pace, fill the net, you know, feel good about yourself. Won't be out there too long. You know, you got to, you know, no regrets, you know. Everything's just about upbeat and just playing our game. And it'll be no different tomorrow than any other day before a game. You know, we try to keep the same mindset. There's a little more, obviously, on the line now in single elimination, but there's not much to change. It's just sharpening it up and fine-tuning it.
Well, one thing I noticed, you know, usually this time of year we're playing up in Chelmsford or we're playing at a neutral site somewhere. You guys are the number one seed. You got to tell me, where the hell is the Gallo Arena? I know you got Dover Sherburne coming up. Where is that?
It's down the Cape.
On the Cape. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It's surprising that we have to go there. But, you know, it doesn't say much to be the number one seed and have to travel that far. So,
wow.
I don't know. You know, we don't control those things. You know, the MIA does. But, you know, at the same time, listen, doesn't matter where it is or who you're playing, you got to win a hockey game to play for the title. So, yeah, we'll be prepared. We'll be ready. And our kids, you know, they don't care where they go or where they play. They just want to keep this train rolling.
Well, I know psychologically, you know, it's a disappointment to your Winthrop fans and to the Northeastern Conference fans because the conference is pulling for you guys, and to travel down there, what is it, an hour, 2 hour drive?
No. It's about an hour and 15. But, you know, we had a great showing last night. We sold out, you know, Stoneham.
Mm-hmm.
We've had all sellouts. yeah, I don't really understand the logic behind this. But once again, it's really not in, we don't control that. You can only lobby for it, but at the end of the day, yeah, it just doesn't seem fair that we're traveling that far to play a.
All right, well, the good news is it's an afternoon game, mid-afternoon, so that's not going to, you know, you don't have to worry about the travel at night. What's the logistics, the itinerary for Saturday? What do you guys do, you know, when you meet at the rink or wherever you meet? What's that whole program look like?
No different. You know, we just get there. We try to have the kids all prepared the night before, so when they get there, they're just packing their gear, and we'll have a quick meeting before we go, and because, you know, once they get to the rink, that's their time. You know, they stretch, they stick together, they do it, that's their time. So we'll try to have our meeting back at our place, get them ready, travel down, get a nice coach bus going down there. So they'll be, won't have hockey bags all in front of them or on them. So, yeah, they can relax a little bit and focus on the task in hand and, just go from there.
All right, Dover Sherburn has a great record. What do you see when you look at them?
I saw them a little bit before our game last night. They're a good hockey team, very good goaltender. They have, you know, they really only played two lines, but they have a couple of kids that can really go and some good D. You know, it's good. It's two well-balanced teams. You know, probably the way it should have ended up. You know, Sandwich was all over them last night at the end of the game, but, you know, they held them off, and, yeah. I mean, it's going to be a great hockey game. We're with two good hockey teams. Whoever makes one less mistake is going to the Garden.
So exciting, man. Dale, this is way cool. I want to talk to you over the weekend, so go get a win, will you?
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Dale. Take care. All right, good luck. That's Dale Dunbar, who is the Winthrop High School boys hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.